Blog Talk Radio.
Jaguar, the 2008 Community Access Television Rookie of the Year, and the Jiggy Jaguar Radio Show on the network and JiggyJaguar.com.
Welcome to the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar Radio Show, coast-to-coast and border-to-border all over the World Wide Web and on 50-plus stations throughout the U.S. and Canada. 6 minutes after the hour, and we've got a great guest with us today. Juanita Dillard is the owner of Eye Makeup Artist Agency. She's been featured in several magazines and television programs. We've got her with us today talking about a incredible Friday topic, 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid. Juanita Dillard is with us, nation's most prominent fashion, health, and beauty expert. She's featured in print and on television. Juanita, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your background here. You're the host of The Beauty Files with Juanita and XM Satellite Radio's Beauty Minutes. Tell us about these.
Exactly. The show is basically it talks to, I'm shameless to use some of the people that I make up, that I do entertainers or political people. I use them on my show or I have them on my show. And we talk about beauty, health, and lifestyle.
It's an amazing, amazing deal. We've got Juanita Dillard with us today here on the program, 10 Toxic Beauty Ingredients to Avoid, and she is the owner and developer of LIC Cosmetics. Tell us about LIC Cosmetics.
Lit Cosmetics, which stands for Lasting Impressions Cosmetics, is a company that I designed that helps address women of color, and that's including all types of women of color. And basically, I wanted to set out and, have products that didn't have a lot of chemicals, animal testing, didn't do more damage to the skin than it was supposed to, which, I strive to have my cosmetics enhance a woman's beauty as opposed to take away from their beauty or create something that you can look underneath a microscope and go, oh, my God, what's that?
Juanita Dillard with us today here on the big program, and she joins us, so we're going to be talking about 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid, but we wanted to get a little bit on your background here. You're a professional makeup artist. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing makeup, I'm going to be telling you my age, but I've been doing it for over 20 years, and I have seen it change dramatically from, what we used to use to mineral-based products to HD. So, the change for me has been that I'm always have to keep abreast of all the different changes in the industry. And I do a lot of television work, but I also do makeup for film, magazines, and fashion shows, stuff like that.
We've got Juanita Dillard joining us today here on the big program talking about 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid. We'll talk about that here in a few moments. Tell us about the Eye Makeup Artist Agency and also some of these television and magazine appearances you've made.
The agency started out of a need because I had been doing so much work on my own. I was going out doing like 5 or 10 jobs a day, and it had gotten to a point where as I got older that I had to basically start farming out the work, and so I hired like contractors that do makeup for me or do makeup for my clients. And the magazine work has been very rewarding. I've been doing a lot of covers, and most of the covers that have come out have been all this year. A lot of them this year, Time Magazine, Rolling Stone, Vogue, Essence. There was another one that I had the president on. Time Magazine as well. So that's been amazing to work with the president and the vice president.
Amazing stuff. We've got a great guest with us today. Juanita Dillard joins us, and 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid is the topic here. The same way you look at food labels, you should do the same for your beauty products. And we've got expert Juanita Dillard with us today. She's revealing the 10 toxic beauty ingredients you should avoid because the FDA, they're doing a subpar job in regulating what goes into our food supply, but you'll be equally appalled, if not more, on its regulation of the cosmetic and personal care products. What are the top 10 beauty ingredients to avoid, Juanita? Tell us about it.
There are a lot more than 10, of course, but they're the main ones that, you know, I like to talk about. Some of them, I'm shameless to say, I can't even pronounce because they're so long and whatever, but I'll try my best. I'll give you the ones that I definitely stay clear of. First one is talc. Now, a lot of people think talc is something that will be pure, but talc, it's been found that it has asbestos. And the things that you find talc in, you find them in your concealers, which a lot of women use to hide dark circles. You find them in deodorant, and deodorant is like a big culprit. And another, you know, ingredient I'm going to touch on would be mineral oil and aluminum, you know, talking about deodorant. But it's also in eyeshadow. It's also in your bronzer, your lip liner, your foundation, your face powders. And you really want to stay clear of that because, you know, of course, asbestos is not good for us, but it has shown that, you know, it can develop mesothelioma. I hope I said that right. So you really
it's a hard word to pronounce.
Like you said earlier. I'm sorry.
It's a hard word to pronounce. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God, yeah. All these words are hard to pronounce.
Juanita, tell us a little bit more about some of these top 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid.
Another one I would say it would be mineral oil. And, you know, you think of mineral oil, and a lot of people don't think that that would be anything toxic. But mineral oil is produced from petroleum. So, you know, it's like if you have chronic exposure to this type of oil it can cause diarrhea, it can cause nausea, especially if you ingest it. Things that you would find mineral oil in would be bubble bath, eye makeup remover, which, you know, a lot of people would use.
Well, tell us the complete list here and run down there the details and everything here. We want to give everybody all of the information.
Okay, another one is, we said talc, we said mineral oil. Another one is called phthalates. Another one is parabens. Parabens, a lot of people know about parabens. It has a lot of it's cancer-causing. There's another one called sodium lauryl, which you will find in your makeup removers and your shampoos, and that can cause irritation and inflammation of the skin. You have another one that's called, I'm going to see if I can pronounce this right, the one I told you about, phthalates, is actually spelled P-H-T-H. And phthalates they found a lot of plastics in them, and they're using solvents. So you want to avoid phthalates as well. You want me to continue?
Yes, give us the whole list here, my friend.
Okay. PEGs, which is called polyethylene glycol, and basically, you know, I found this out the hard way, but those are found in cleansers and foot creams. Now, the reason why I say I found it the hard way, because I had something and I was wondering why I was having a problem with my foot, and it's found in foot creams, and often it's, you know, that ingredient is used in laxative. But it actually stimulates bowel movement. So, you know, and you don't even think about it when you say foot cream and PEGs, how is that related? But, yeah.
Well, give us the list here. Give us
another
more of the
one,
list.
Another
yes,
one
we want
is
the entire list.
Isopropyl alcohol. You see that a lot. And it's basically, you know, it's alcohol. You find that in your nail polish. You find it in your acne treatment. You know, a lot of younger people, they use these things called pore strips. And, you know, with the pore strips, they basically, when you have acne, you know, you take them, you know, you put them on, you take it off, and it's supposed to help clear your skin. But did you know that isopropyl alcohol is used in antifreeze? Can also give, you know, it has that alcohol smell like the, you know, your regular rubbing alcohol. So you thinking that you got something because it's, you know, it's okay and it's good, but
yeah,
you know, you find it something that's an antifreeze. I mean, my God, you also have something called BHA, which is B as in boy, H as in Harry, A, and basically that is found in your nail polishes, your blushes, your mascara, your eyeshadow. But let me, before I finish the list, cause I think I gave you like seven. people really need to realize that things are made for longevity. People put cosmetic companies put these things in your products because they want them to last longer. Now, if you go online or you go and you do the research and you find companies that do not have all these ingredients in it, it's basically, it may cost a little bit more and the shelf life is a lot less, but you think about it, you're putting something on that you kind of know what you're putting on. You have companies that are putting things in the product because they want the longevity of the shelf life, so they don't have to keep changing over or throwing things away and restocking the shelves. You know, you got stuff that have been on the shelves now for several weeks, maybe even several years. You know, nothing has happened to them because they have all these different ingredients in that have preserved them. And we really need to kind of just look and patronize companies that go out of their way to make sure that there is nothing bad in them. There's one company that I really like. I like Dr. Bronner, and I love Zoom Soap. Zoom Soap has everything natural, all the natural ingredients. They list everything out, and everything that you see that's listed on the ingredient, you can pronounce, and you know what it is. You got stuff now that I can't even pronounce. I know that it's bad because I start reading up on it, but I can't even pronounce half of the words because there's something that, you know, a drug manufacturer or whomever came up with this fantastic yada, 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 and you can't even pronounce it, but you know it's something bad for you. You start doing the research.
Juanita Diller joins us today here on the broadcast. 10 Toxic Beauty Ingredients to Avoid. She's a fashion, beauty, and health expert. She's with us today talking about this topic. What would happen if you use a product that has one of these toxic ingredients in it?
You know, one of the more common side effects, and it's funny that you asked that because I had actually, that was a great question. Doing my research and looking at all these different ingredients, the most common thing that most of them cause is something that has to do with cancer. There's some form of cancer-causing ingredient in each and every one of these, which is kind of scary because, you know, you keep hearing about, well, I didn't smoke, but I'm developing this, or I don't have a history of breast cancer, but I'm developing this, because we are putting things on our skin that have been in our products. So we don't even associate that with a cancer-causing effect. But just doing the research on this, yeah, I'm kind of more, you know, I mean, over the years I'm a lot older now, and I've probably used a lot of things that probably have given me something or caused something on me. But then you realize when you start using things on your skin and you break out for no reason at all and it's a brand new product, you kind of have to look at it and say, there's something in this that's not supposed to be in this. Oh, wow, here we go, carcinogens. I can't use that because it's, you know, it has dangerous or low concentration in my product, and it'll cause me to have this.
Juanita Dillard with us today here on the big broadcast talking about 10 toxic beauty ingredients to avoid. She's the owner of iMakeup Artist Agency. How can you tell which products contain these ingredients?
You know, you really, you know, I'm ashamed to say, you really can't see it right offhand. I mean, and I'm not even going to name, you know, some of the big name companies that will have this stuff because they're really good products. They're, you know, people have patronized them. They bought them. They use them every day. They use them in television. They're in magazines. And you really don't know what you're getting. You really just have to do the research. You have to want to know what's in your product. You have to decide, or you have to say, wow, this something is not going on with my body right, or whatever. What did I do that has changed something in my body that I'm breaking out, that I'm coughing, that I'm having a hard time breathing? And 9 times out of 10, you will find that it's something that you applied on your face or on your skin. And you just basically have to be diligent and just read the labels.
Yes.
And just know what you're putting into your system and putting in your skin. And you really are putting it into your system, because if you're using shampoo or if you're using a face cream or a moisturizer on your skin, it's being absorbed in your skin. So, you are putting that into your skin.
Juanita Dillard is our guest today. I appreciate you being with us, Juanita. How do we connect with you online?
You can go to www.imakeyouup, and that's with two U's, .com. Or you can listen to The Beauty Files with Juanita on Fridays at 4 p.m. on BBS Radio.
Well, good stuff, Juanita. Thanks for being with us, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you so much. You too.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day. Juanita Dillard has been our guest today here on the big program. We've got more coming up.